Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In our last podcast, we discussed the top three ways to get out of the end of the year trap. And as the end of the year is fast approaching, I thought it would be best for us to cover another three ways that can help. So, number four, question your prospects into a corner and close them when they get there. Tell your clients, I'd be happy to call you back next year, but do you mind if I ask, what will be different in January that will make you want to buy from me then? Or take the opposite approach and ask, will anything change over the next few weeks that will cause you not to buy? Once the prospect assures you that they want to do business with you, you can respond, great, let's get your order into production now so your project won't be delayed, and we can deliver it after January 1st. In fact, one Engage client offers to ship his product in advance and then invoice later so his customers can benefit from having the product on site while paying for it later. Of course, he only does this with clients who have excellent credit and a good reputation, but it works great for them and he's never had to discount his prices. Number five, get a testimonial letter. Testimonials are the most powerful tool in your arsenal. They're also a salesperson's best friend. Of course, next to my dog, Conrad, of course. Ask someone who's bought before the quarter end or any client who accelerated their purchase and was glad they did so to write you a two-paragraph letter. The first paragraph should state how they originally wanted to wait, and the second should be the value they received by not putting it off. For example, did they save money, time, and of course, make sure to detail how happy they are with your after-sales service. Number six, offer alternatives. Sometimes the client just can't conceive of buying now because they're too busy or they don't have money. And so make sure you can offer alternatives in delivery or payments. For example, once when I was selling software, we offered to split an invoice in two, charging the customer for the software between two selling periods, two different quarters. As a result, we were able to get the deal done quickly and at full price. Can you think of a creative way to help your customers say yes right now? While we're thinking or talking about price as well, I know that you can be faced with considerable pressure at the end of the year, and many salespeople will give in to the temptation to slash and burn to get their prospects to buy. I urge you to avoid this at all costs. In the long term, slash and burn sales are rarely effective because all they do is set a precedent that your prices will drop whenever you're desperate or at the end of the year. And once word gets around, whoever will buy from you at full price again.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.